Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving into something super important. Self-care. But with a twist, we're doing it on a budget. Because, listen, taking care of yourself shouldn't feel like breaking the bank, right? You don't need fancy spas or expensive retreats to recharge and feel good. It's all about finding those little pockets of joy and well-being that are accessible to everyone, no matter your financial situation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care on a budget? Sounds like an oxymoron. But trust me, it's totally doable. We just need to get creative and shift our mindset a little. Think of self-care as an investment, not an expense. When you prioritize yourself, you invest in your overall happiness, productivity, and even your health. And that's priceless, isn't it? So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you rock self-care on a budget. First up, ditch the all-or-nothing thinking. You don't need a full weekend getaway to recharge. Even small moments of self-love can make a big difference. A 15-minute walk in nature, reading a chapter of that book you've been meaning to get to, or even just taking a long, hot bath with a good book, these little things add up. Second, embrace the power of free activities. Think about it. There are tons of amazing things you can do without spending a dime. Parks for walks and picnics, libraries for books and events, museums with free admission days, hiking trails. The list goes on. Ever felt that feeling of pure joy after a walk in nature? Or that sense of accomplishment after finishing a good book? These are priceless moments, and they're completely free. Number 3. Get crafty with your existing resources. Look around your home. That cozy blanket, those old candles you never use, turn them into a spa-like experience at home. Light some candles, put on some relaxing music, take a long bath, or even give yourself a DIY facial using ingredients from your kitchen. Next up, connect with your loved ones. Sometimes the best self-care comes from spending quality time with the people who matter most. Have a game night, cook a meal together, go for a bike ride. These simple acts of connection can boost your mood and leave you feeling recharged. Remember, building strong relationships is one of the most valuable investments you can make in yourself. And lastly, don't forget about the power of saying no. This might sound counterintuitive, but setting boundaries and protecting your time is crucial for self-care. Don't feel pressured to say yes to every invitation or commit to every task. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and decline things that drain you. You deserve time for yourself to recharge and pursue your passions. Think about it. How many times have you been overcommitted, stressed out, and felt completely drained? Saying no doesn't make you selfish. It makes you responsible for your own energy and well-being. Remember, saying no to things that don't align with your priorities is actually a form of self-love. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's got a busy job, a family, and a million things on her plate. Feeling overwhelmed? Definitely. But instead of reaching for another coffee or scrolling endlessly through social media, she decides to take a break. She puts on some relaxing music, grabs a cozy blanket, makes a cup of herbal tea, and spends 30 minutes reading a book in the park. Feels good, right? That's self-care on a budget. Simple, accessible, and totally transformative. Sarah didn't need to spend a fortune or dedicate hours of her day. She just made a conscious choice to prioritize her well-being. So remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, and you don't need to be wealthy to practice it. Start small, experiment with different things, and find what works best for you. Your future self will thank you for it. Now, go out there and make time for yourself. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder about the power of budget-friendly self-care. Leave us a review and let us know your favorite ways to recharge on a dime. See you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another exciting topic. Take care out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.